All right.
That's my Larry impression.
It's rough.
This is another Geeks of the Square Table podcast. It's episode 100 something. I don't know.
Larry keeps counting.
We've done a bunch.
We've done a lot. We're in the 100
something.
I am your host for this week because Larry is,
Where's
Larry? Lazy old Larry.
He's actually been out the hospital all day making sure his health insurance works.
Lazy old Larry.
That'll be a fun discovery. Get the bill at the end. It's my favorite. Hey, run it! And then you run into an ambulance. Yay! I am Gomer, hosting duties. I don't even know what the job
Master
of the host is, but we'll figure
ceremony.
It out.
You're the guy who clicks
Master
the button when we're done.
Yep, I click the button when we're done.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
And joining us on this podcast today is...
Joss.
Danny.
Taylor.
What are we talking about this week, gentlemen?
Well, there's something we're obviously going to talk about, but
we'll get to that. And you know exactly what it is.
You are far away.
It's going to be a little further.
We'll get
there's a crescendo to fill in. Just building up.
Let's talk about my other favorite movie franchise with the word star
in it. Trek.
Favorite movie franchise?
Sure.
Maybe favorite sci-fi.
Maybe
property,
favorite franchise.
I like the movies.
Franchise.
Okay. Well,
I like all the.
All right. Okay, so we're talking about
numbers?
Star Trek.
Star Trek.
Yeah, I like all the even numbers.
There you go.
Perhaps in a fit of jealousy, they dropped the Star Trek Beyond trailer.
Well, it was sort of on schedule because it's supposed to drop
I'm sure they're set. It seems like the type of thing they're going to show in front of Star Wars, sure, but...
Let me supplant your fix, like, get you on the edge of your chair before we drop the movie on you. That's how it's kind of felt.
That being said, as someone who is not a fan of the recent Star Trek movies, the trailer looked like more of the stuff I don't like about the recent Star Trek movies.
That's exactly what it looked like to me, too. I will take the J.J. Abrams Star Trek universe as it's been given to me, which is not good. I do not like it.
But it's Star Wars. We've all discussed this before. It's a Star Wars movie with Star Trek characters.
Movies, they are okay.
They're Star Wars movies with Star Trek characters.
They don't have to explain what a transporter is because I already know. That's really what they get. Warp drive, I already get it. So that's really how the only thing redeeming.
Just accept that it's every storyline you already know that's been completely retconned to make it better for a short based cinema.
I wouldn't care so much about like the retconning continuity or whatever. You know, I'll let that go. Sure.
Yeah. Time paradoxes.
Philosophically, it's not.
You miss all the morals.
Star Trek
you know
is not
right.
An action franchise.
Right. You miss all the morals of learning about space.
We've always said Star Trek and Star Wars have always been two very different things.
Right.
Yes. Star Wars is a space opera.
Sure.
Star Trek is a high morality play with good science fiction.
Yeah. Man, you have really classed up this discussion.
Right.
Shit.
I'm just saying, this is something we all know personally. Specifically, I don't know about you, but we're all big Trek fans.
I'm a huge Trek fan.
Huge,
I watch Trek every
fan.
Week.
I do too. And I love Star Wars too.
You can like both.
You can like both. We're not those stupid people.
Gun to my head, I'll take Star Trek though.
Definitely.
What?
Gun to my head, I will. If you say, "Hey, you want
to
watch one of these for the rest of your life?"
I thought you said gun to my hate, and I was like, "Wait, whoa."
No, gun to my head. Shoot my hate.
No.
Shoot my hate.
But there are two very different things.
Creepy ass concept.
There are two very different things, and they're very different for good reasons.
Yes.
You need Star Wars to fill the seats.
Well, we're in the way back button. The divide between Star Wars and Star Trek almost goes back to science fiction itself.
Yeah.
So you have like H.G. Wells does the don't fucking worry about it, just enjoy the story approach, and you have the Jules Verne here's an intricately crafted blueprint of how this works approach.
Yeah. I'm named after, by the way. I'm named after Jules Verne.
So we have him to blame.
Yes.
Anyway,
it's ironic. My parents don't care for science fiction, and they named me after a science fiction writer, and it's my favorite genre.
Awesome.
Well,
I don't know how they predicted that.
Nice
but that's,
call.
Yeah.
Do you think one is causing crux of the other, or
are you talking about?
No, because I still love sports. No, let's not talk about mother. We're talking about Star Trek.
We are
Star Wars.
Okay,
but Star
Trek is.
I don't know your mom.
Okay, but Star Trek has always been about. Moral ambiguity. It's about ethical dilemmas.
It's not about the future.
It's not about the future.
It's about us.
It's about punching aliens or blowing shit up.
Well,
that's what these new movies are.
And even with the most, I guess, action-oriented Star Trek, there's that underlying tone of the fun, rompy, what kind of, like, crazy moral dilemma are we going to act with today?
I mean,
what's the challenge versus, you know, letting the Borg come and supplant themselves as a species. You know, what kind of layers does this have? It's not supposed to be dogfights in space.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, even the most iconic fight from Star Trek, where he fights the Gorn.
Yeah.
The actual way they resolve the dilemma in that episode is him sparing the Gorn.
Exactly.
Not him
exactly.
The Gorn.
Exactly. Yes.
And then, well, like, the Metrons are all like, hey. Good job.
Well, and then everything, like the start of the whole Q arc. Oh, humans are pitiful beast-based creatures. And then, right. Yep.
Well, shit, honestly, that's the entirety of TNG, because that's right. How it ended, is them like, you know, like, hey.
You failed.
Well, he comes out, it's like, when you allowed yourself to grasp that concept, you were approaching a realm of existence that you can scarcely imagine.
Yeah.
And humanity has the potential to get there.
Yes.
I think that's what it is.
But that's always... Star Trek has always been about to make yourself better.
Yeah, it's a show about hope and optimism.
Yes.
I don't Star even like Wars. Star Wars and Star Trek, because they're two...
We've had this discussion.
You can have both, and we can like both, and that's fine. But
the point being made,
movies are definitely not Star Trek.
Yeah, they're Star Wars. Than they are Star Trek.
So this new trailer,
Now it's the Fast and the Furious. A few of the Twitter reactions from a few Twitter reactions for the Star Trek trailer. I'm going to pull up on my phone right now. One of them was like, man, I love the new trailer for Star Fast, Star Furious.
I mean, in all fairness, the reason I thought J.J. Abrams was going to do a good job at Star Wars is because he took Star Trek and made it Star Wars.
Yeah.
The worst thing he could do was take Star Wars and make it Star Trek.
Maybe that's his troll on everyone. Look what I did.
That would be one of
the two most beloved sci-fi franchises of all time. And I just flipped the script.
I took the hi-fi story and made it lo-fi. And I'm going to take the lo-fi story and make it hi-fi.
Well, do you think that maybe what causes the problem in the new Star Trek universe is that he's become so engrossed in making his movies one way, and he needs them all to like have this particular art style, like this is a space action odyssey. Period. You blame an audience
that blocks. To blockbuster,
the big studio
high
heads.
Budget yes. Popcorn eaters, popcorn poppers.
Jupiter ascending. Oh, sorry.
And there's just no reason to be.
I mean,
you know, to just tune up the you know the cerebral just a little bit.
Well, look at all the
Making
Star Trek films
a little bit
prior
smart.
To JJ. They were mostly like extended episodes.
Yeah.
It wasn't with blockbuster money. They still made high morality plays at just
did.
A bigger budget.
But
yeah.
No one went to see those movies.
Nobody, and that's the problem.
That's the problem. They did so much better. We all love those movies.
The effects are laughable by today's standards, but they still hold up because the show is not about the effects. It's about
The first Star Trek movie, the effects definitely hold up a lot.
That's the one you could skip.
But like, I'm not.
Star Trek, the slow motion picture, you think is a good idea?
I hate that movie.
I love that movie.
Wrath of Khan's so much better.
And then
better,
Undiscovered Country is fantastic.
The most
it's like
blockbuster of all the Star Trek films. And it's still mostly a morality play.
Apparently, Star Trek it's more of a TV show than a movie.
Agreed. Oh, yeah.
There's more story to tell, though. Like, that's why.
Actual Star Trek probably would not bring people into seats.
That's the problem. The audience is easily offended, and they will be offended if they think a movie is talking down to them. And Star Trek, because people are so freaking stupid nowadays, a Star Trek movie done right can't help but talk down to its audience.
Cranky old man Gomer.
I'm sorry. That's the way it is.
Well,
I am
and
cranky
you know
old man.
But in fairness, television was at one point much smarter than the movies were. We could all agree during the 80s and 90s, television was a lot more highbrow than the movies were.
I think we're in a golden age of TV, and there's room for a traditional
And you know, as
show.
Television got dumber in the early 2000s, is when Star Trek went off the air.
That would be reality TV when everybody wanted to see a fishbowl of life, and that's what caused the stupidness of all.
Worst series in the Star Trek franchise.
So the Twitter
response. Time where television was dumb, only to keep up with it. And we all know Star Trek works one way, and not when it's trying to keep up with whatever else is going on.
Vision, and if you follow that vision, it works. Yeah. If you follow the Abrams vision, well, it does not work.
They're timeless.
Unless it's Star Wars. Exactly. They are timeless.
The Star Trek movies that came out in the last few years are going to be pretty forgettable if you, like, a decade. So, yeah, I can sit down and watch the original Star Trek because what should a person do in this situation? That's a timeless story.
The lessons that are taught, the questions they ask are questions that will be asked forever.
Oh, but, okay.
Another reaction, other Twitter reactions.
My
to
favorite
the...
part of the Star Trek Beyond trailer was when Kirk and Spock were about to get sucked out of the ship into space when Vin Diesel drove his dog to the holes. The whole point of the car is the boys are fucking down blasted through space. Then some aliens came in to fight them, but Kid Rock popped out of the trunk of the Dodge Charger and started singing out. Bawi Tadaba. Whatever. The aliens to turn into bikini babes, and they all started drinking beers. Well
done, sir. I love the way,
because
I love
classy.
When Taylor really gets into something, he pulls that voice out. It's classic.
It's like an announcer
that's his gravitas voice.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's really fun. To go into bookstores and read the backs of crappy books in that voice. Like,
oh, yeah. I bet that's just a joke.
Little romance novels, because they're all just like, you know, like, Temperance Goodsteel is a feisty female journalist. They're always just like over the top ridiculous.
Is that your go-to, like, romance name? Because that's a good one. That's not...
That's probably a real one I read at some point.
That's what he does on the weekends at his other job. He just hangs out and
reads the back of
books at...
Specifically romance novels.
Yes. Trashy bathtub romance novels. That's exactly the way it is. Man, no, because the
that
best...
Trashy romance?
Bathtub books, yeah, man. Yeah, man.
In the bathtub?
Okay. That's what they're from. Yeah, man. That's where... Exactly. But what you gotta... But what you gotta understand, though, is there's a whole, like... group, like cult following of people that love books based on that, because the best writing is on the back. The best writing in the entire book is what you read on the synopsis on the back, period. Oh man, yeah, it's softcore literary porn, like that's
$2.
Yeah man, it's a real thing.
Boxes of them, man.
Yeah, I mean, I went to a bike, I'll give you a dollar.
She just get boxes of them and fly through them, dude. She used to read in the car.
So,
she's weird.
I guess moving away from the Star Trek trailer,
it
looks like it'll be like an exciting movie, but
you know what? I want an exciting Star Trek movie.
You know what I want? I want the new show. I want whatever this new show is going to be like already to appear and ruin that.
Okay, we'll have an ATV.
I am
like
much more excited.
Yes.
I'm much more interested in how the show turns out than the movies, because the show needs to be good. Because that's what
I want to know, where the show takes place.
I just hope it's not new continuity.
You know what? I'm hoping for after Deep Space Nine. I would like to pick up right there.
The original formula, a crew, a ship, searching, exploring. Yeah. That's what I want.
Well, no Enterprise.
Man, but
don't give me an Enterprise.
When and where doesn't matter as much as that.
Exactly.
I disagree, because I'm a big DS9 fan, and I liked the daily grind of everybody having to deal with all the different influx.
Enough
like
you can have
I feel
both.
Like that's a good spin-off show, but it shouldn't be like the main Star Trek.
You know, right? No, that's not my Star Trek. Next Gen is my Star Trek. But I love Avery Brooks as Sisko. I love good characters in that show. Continuing good characters, right?
Television has gotten to a point where watchers can have two stories going on at the same time.
Exactly.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yep.
You could have a cast on a space station while one cast is on
DS9 is definitely my favorite. One of
the greatest television sci-fi shows of all time.
If I'm choosing just a series as a whole, it's definitely DS9, because everything is sort of fits together.
Right. Well, in DS9 is really kind of the fulcrum of all the all the surrounding universe. A lot of the next gen stuff's going on. Voyager casts out from DS9. There's other stuff going on with DS9 being kind of the beginning of everything.
Started the whole one season arc, mid season arc, and individual arcs throughout the entire series.
Yep.
It's one of the only series that has a story that starts in the beginning and ends
in the last episode. Yeah.
That goes throughout the entire series.
I'm really excited. The crappiest part about the new Trek series is going to be you have to get CBS.
Oh yeah, fuck that, man.
I'll get it for a month. I'll All I need is a month to watch those three or four.
They can like binge watch, I guess.
Yeah,
I binge watch it.
That's if you use streaming sites any other way, you're doing it wrong. Exactly. Kind of like that's the entire purpose is because
I'll
no one likes
this episode halfway through and right. get back to it next week.
Right.
Same
no.
time, same
channel.
Yeah. No. I add my own commercials.
One last word about Tracked, I guess, before we really do need to move on. I am excited Idris Elba being in it.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
One
yeah.
thing I have always liked about the movies is the acting has been great.
Sure, sure. They picked top notch.
Even characters I don't like the portrayal of, like Kirk.
Sure.
Oh,
here's
Spock. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, what's that cat's name?
I love
Spock.
Zachary
Quinto. Does a really good job of Spock.
Yeah, and Simon Pegg as Scotty was fantastic.
It's pretty great.
Even when they're saying really badly written lines, they do a good job.
They do a really good job. I mean, the Benedict Cucumber as as Khan. He's the best selling.
Don't be mispronouncing Benedict Cumberbatch. Maybe you'll piss off all of Tumblr.
Yeah,
all of them forever.
I am really excited about Dr. Strange.
And he's the voice of Shere Khan. So, totally okay with that.
Also awesome.
Also awesome.
Idris Elba's doing a movie about picking up boy slaves in Africa to join armies.
Yes,
holy
Peace of No Nation.
That looks so amazing.
It's a Netflix original film.
Yep.
It's their first original film.
Oh my god. It's not out yet, is it?
Yeah,
no.
It is.
Oh,
it's just like the description you provided. That sounds fucking heavy.
It's stupid heavy. I've seen the trailer. Oh my gosh. It's supposed to be like the most eerily accurate film.
That's terrifying.
About what's going
I don't want to watch
that.
That's a horror movie to me.
Yeah. Were just like the dudes they pulled out for the Captain Phillips or whatever.
Yeah,
like
man.
Actual dudes who were in the military.
It's a heavy film. Supposed to be a really heavy film. And it's Netflix's first original film.
Yeah, that sounds terrifying.
Doesn't Netflix this year have more Golden Globe nominations than
Netflix
anybody?
Netflix has become so... Well, I still need to watch freaking Jessica Jones. I still need to watch
freaking
Daredevil.
It's awesome.
I've seen Daredevil.
I haven't seen Jessica Jones yet. I'm on your level.
So, you haven't seen Daredevil?
No, I don't have
it. Probably one of my favorite television shows.
I got a coworker who's letting me... Let me use her Netflix password. So I'm gonna like binge watch the shit out of it.
Yeah, I would have let you use that.
If one of you want to give me one, go for it.
Okay,
not that we condone that Netflix.
I went through.
We don't
do that.
Not that they don't know.
They
know
one of their free trials that they themselves provide.
Shameless plugs.
But I haven't watched Jessica Jones yet because I can't get rid of my damn kid.
Oh, it is for
from
children.
What I hear,
that one's
David
adult.
David Tennant's the scariest, scary person to ever scare people. So
because even he doesn't know he's scary. That's the scariest part.
He doesn't think know he's as bad of a villain as he is.
Well, because there's so much cold
cool
depth
thing
in
about
him.
Both Netflix shows is they give you the villains who are so deep into what they're doing, they don't even think they're villains.
Well, that's you know, you haven't seen Daredevil. I accept that.
No.
Yeah, he was kind of tragic.
But you don't feel bad for Purple Man. You just want
to
smack
him. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm on his bus.
He lies to you.
They
dress him in only purple, though. And I think they make a couple of, like, comments.
Yeah, for the most part, he's Kilgrave.
There's a lot of nods.
Another trailer.
All the, you know, synopsis, but I probably won't see it till January.
Another trailer that dropped this week of Independence Day.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Independence Day.
Resurgence.
Yeah.
It's an R. Better be rated R.
It looks so cool.
Independence Day was the best kind of shitty movie.
It's a shitty movie.
It's the best of the bottom of the pile.
It's like a fantasy sci-fi movie.
It was the ultimate 90s movie.
Yes.
It was this
big
90s
explosion, headliners.
It made Will Smith's career. It made Will Smith an action movie star.
Pokey, campy, and I fucking love it.
Oh, dude.
Him dragging the alien is the best moment.
What makes the trailer for IDR so good is that it pays homage to that shitty, crappy movie that I love so much. And it looks like it's going to be the same sort of shitty.
Oh, yeah, looks just as terrible.
I'm so happy.
One thing, though.
Yeah.
That's absence of Will Smith.
All right, there's a viral website.
No Bill Pullman either. Breaks my heart.
Yeah, I'm like the fake timeline since 1996.
Yes, and he dies.
As a test pilot. Right?
As a test pilot testing a new alien technology plane. Which is perfect because, hey, Suicide Squad. Yeah, do Suicide Squad.
Which is not a movie I'm not looking forward to that movie either, though.
I
I'm now looking forward to
Suicide Squad. I've had this discussion before, but all the DC movies, I'll probably have seen them, but I'm not like super excited.
I'll probably watch them, like, at home.
I can't say I am more excited about Suicide Squad than I have been any other DC movie today.
I'm not just because Tom Hardy
Yeah, it's not saying a lot.
You know that, right? Tom Hardy read the script and said no.
No, I read an article today that Tom Hardy wanted to say yes. He was contractually obligated to do something else, and he is mad that he was not able to take Suicide Squad.
He walked out of the movie.
I read the article just today.
We may never know.
Yeah, we may never
know.
I'll
take Tom Hardy at his word for now.
I will take Tom Hardy because he had the best movie of the year this year.
He did. We can all agree, Mad
that
Max.
That I've seen. That I've
more
seen.
More build-up. We might have to revisit that tomorrow.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm hearing some people putting on their top 10 Star Wars and Mad Max, and a lot of people have Star Wars above it, and a lot of people have Mad Max above it.
Backing it up
to
Independence Day, though.
Yes, definitely.
Has it been long enough where like people should really be this excited, though? I mean, it's been like 20 years.
Well, you got to understand, though, that's...
Dude, Mad Max! It was like how many years?
Okay. Yeah.
It was at least. It was more. It was more. It was more. It
was
more.
The bomb.
Mad Max a little different, though.
Yeah. But everybody gets elbow dropped by nostalgia. Nostalgia makes money, period, every time.
This was the year of nostalgia with mixed success. Mad Max was amazing. Jurassic World was watchable.
I heard
Genesis was like the shittiest shit, though.
Oh, I heard it was terrible.
It was fun, but yes, it was kind of shit. It was fun.
Very much.
There's the part where he jumps the shark and you're like, what? And then you're like, nope. And you're like, oh, there's only 20 minutes left. I'll
Terminator is the Rush Limbaugh of science fiction movies for me. Because I keep thinking he's dead. And he's still alive.
How are you still here?
And I'm not joking. I compare the two often because every time I think it's finally over, there's a TV show, there's a movie... I know my bad. How is that?
They
made two good movies.
They are both.
Or the TV show was great.
Yeah, the TV show was good, but it's like, let it go.
The Chronicles. The past, overblown, and very bloated on continuity.
Has the most.
Well, speaking of very.
Continuity with, like, actual fashion.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to talk about bloated and Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of in the same sentence, it happened now.
I
it's
never
a thing.
Thought
it's a real problem.
Bloated with continuity issues. Oh my god, it is making it a little.
See, I thought this
movie,
Genesis.
Take a page from DC. See, it reboots. Reboot.
I thought it was gonna fix all that. It made it worse.
Dude,
ever.
The trailer was more complicated than it
needed
to be.
Also, why the fuck are they doing like the John Carter thing in the trailer? Where like the Terminator, the Terminator is.
What's his name? John Carter.
Yeah.
What's his name?
John Connor.
John Connor.
John Carter's the guy from Mars.
Yeah. Okay, my bad.
Princess.
No, that's
more
okay.
Interesting.
I thought we went to a different movie.
Okay, but John Connor is the Terminator in Genesis. Also, that doesn't even make sense. He's like the mom. Yes. It was in the fucking trailer.
It's in the trailer.
I missed that part of the trailer because that's the jump the shark moment I was referring to.
And also, why does that even make sense for him to do? The bomb doesn't know what he looks
like. Right.
Oh, yeah. She's like, John?
Yes, like that's in the trailer. It's like John. It's like, why do you know what he looks like? I don't know what he looks like. There's like five people to play him. How do you know which one this one is?
Better at least have done good action.
Like remember, it was great action. Remember in the first Terminator when he shows up and it's like the three dudes hanging out. You know, and it's what's his name who gets killed by a Terminator, a Predator, and an alien. What's that actor's name who was in the very first Terminator? He's hanging out with the three like.
Oh,
Well, anyway, they revisit that. But the old Terminator shows up. He's like, I've been waiting for you. He's like, what?
Wait, with the moment where he takes that guy's clothes?
Yeah.
That's so ridiculous.
Man, it's a ridiculous movie. But it's a Terminator movie. I think they're making him ridiculous on purpose.
You know what? Fuck it. Whatever.
What else movie? I like talking about movies that came out this year. This is interesting.
Towards the end of the year, it's probably worth a...
I think so too.
Yeah. Maybe next week or the week.
Well, but okay, so with Independence Day and nostalgia making them all the money, I think on top of everything, they're trying to cash in on that nostalgia vote because who's the target audience? Us. We are. We liked the original one because it was terrible. We're talking about this one now because we want it to be the same terrible. We want the same terrible because we'll enjoy it as bad as it is.
I think that movie came out when I was in like second or third grade.
It came out in 95.
Yeah.
95. I remember because I was in Chicago working in my first job, you know, when I was over 18. Yeah. And I went to the movie to sell by myself. It was the first. It was sad. I was by myself. I was working.
You know what I honestly believe about Independence
Day? But I had to see it.
The thing I remember about Independence Day more than any other part is the best extra in cinema history. The guy who at the end of Bill Paxton's big speech,
Pullman. Oh, yeah. Pullman, not Paxton.
What did I say? Oh, he's Lockett. Yeah. Man, I can't get names right today. Yeah, he does like the most like overblown super.
But dude, that speech, I want to salute that dude.
That guy is the best extra in human history.
That's right up there with the canceling the apocalypse speech from Pacific Rim.
Yeah, those are
awesome speeches.
I think Independence
Day
is still the best. That gets my blood going.
You know what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pissed, red, white, and blue, man.
America forever.
Damn it, I am looking for
when I was a kid.
And you're going to spend money to go see it, right?
Yeah,
probably.
Mission accomplished. It's all they wanted.
Probably. When I was a kid, I was seeing that movie. At the end of that speech, it was a packed theater.
I'm going to spend money on it.
I did not spend money on Jurassic World. I did not spend money on Terminator.
You came out on a plus side of things.
But I spent instantly get it.
But I spent money multiple times on Mad Max.
Oh, Mad Max was
And saw it for free.
That was a great
saw it the first time
was
for free.
A good film.
I saw it twice.
I think Mad Max would have been a good movie if you had called it Joe Blow from Kokomo. And no one knew anything about Mad Max.
Right.
Yeah. It would have been an amazing
movie. Why is that
movie.
Always your go-to?
I don't know. That's my go-to name.
God.
Because I want to see that movie now. Like, you're killing me.
No.
Isn't that the subtitles to the new Beetlejuice film?
It sounds like a porn. I'm not going
to... It's like Beetlejuice goes to Hawaii. Yeah. Something stupid like that.
I let my 9-year-old... He might have been 8. This might have been that long. I sat him down. I was like, hey, dude, let's watch this movie. It was ID4, Independence Day. And we watched the hell out of it, and he loved it. So it stands up.
I just remember my sister looking at that poster like, why are we seeing the fourth film?
Yeah.
Like, well, no, Jazz, okay, the
I
first.
I didn't see ID3, man.
Yeah. Right? She's like, don't we have to see ID3, well, 2, and 1? I'm like, no, this is
and
in
so
a decade of a lot of forgettable movies, we are still talking about Independence Day and remember it pretty
right.
well.
I
years
watch
later.
That movie all the time.
The best way to destroy the White House.
And so much of it is based on the fact that it doesn't need a lot to be a good movie. And it's not a good movie.
But
it holds up to time because
Mars Attack was the better alien film of that decade.
You remember it for every bit of campiness that it was, who the headliners in it were.
Well, that's one of those movies memorable where I parts. Don't remember any of the characters' names.
Jeff Goldblum, Will Smith. That raspy gay dude who's in like every 90s film who was calling his mother.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the biggest hero of that movie.
The dog?
The dog!
No, it wasn't the dog.
It was the dog! It was the dog!
Who were you thinking?
It was Cousin Eddie, man.
Yeah, the guy that,
that
the guy that wrote the fun. The guy that wrote the virus. Yeah.
Cheers, fool!
Man, that was the campiest part of the whole damn movie.
Hello, boy.
Hello, it's me. I'm back.
Actually, you know what? One of the more heroic people was actually Vivica A. Fox's character.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. And that was a good thing about
I do remember her name. Her name was Jasmine.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, and I only remember that because, like,
she
Will Smith, like,
that's a good stripper.
No, because, like,
Will Smith. Hey, man, it's my sister's name. I named my sister.
I remember
I did not
her
say
name.
Your sister was a stripper.
I remember her name because Will Smith, like, kicks open the door and is like, Jasmine.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But that's probably a cool movie because it's like you meet all the characters, and then the characters sort of split up.
And then they all
come
together.
And then they get back together. They sort of have their own little mini adventures while the big adventure killing the aliens is going on.
Yeah.
And the aliens are just cool as hell.
Well, and like that was
they
kind
are really
of
cool. The technology
now,
is cool.
Well, like they are like an amalgamation of a lot of really iconic characters.
Britt
like,
freaking Spiner's in that?
Yeah.
And that's his name in that movie. I don't even think he has a character. Doctor. He's Brent freaking Spiner.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then Brent Spiner gets killed by the
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That speaks through his throat. Yeah.
Xenomorph alien. It wasn't even
like,
own original
they had,
aliens.
They had, like, the Xenomorph suit on top of, like, the, like, most iconic, like, gray man character.
Yes. They were wearing, like, a predator mask under a Xenomorph mask, and they happened to be the little gray men from Area 51.
Oh, dude, that is crazy.
It was just
no,
like...
No, but, okay, so...
I've seen alien movies. This is the only one
so,
you
I'm
need.
I'm surprised it didn't work in the one from the day the Earth stood still. Okay.
So, but kind of in conscience...
Toy marketing was genius. Just buy all of these other ones.
That was
gonna make her own.
That was probably the biggest in the arc. That was probably the biggest in an arc of what were a lot of disaster movies that came out along that same line. Dante's Inferno,
Dante's Peak.
Yeah, like and a bunch of those didn't maintain as well. And a lot of people weren't going, man, I hope they make a volcano blow up again. It's not like Twister. Yeah, Twister came out. Nobody wants those movies, but people. Right.
It really guy who did
the
movie.
Right. Disaster movies. The director made like a bunch of other disaster films.
Right, and that was the one that held on because it's the one that people were least likely to believe and were least afraid of, and so could really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Right.
You guys.
Yeah. Bye, Jules.
Bye,
Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
So, by this time next week, we should be talking about Star Wars.
Yes.
Oh, my
God. You're
cracking up with that.
That is kind of interesting, though, just, like, Independence is, like, a bad movie that I love to watch, but then, like, the same dudes, I think, make Godzilla, and that's a bad movie.
That movie that I hate to watch.
The new one?
The 1998.
Oh, the one Matthew Broderick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really a Godzilla movie.
Shh, we don't talk about this.
Well, that's kind of it's a funny ending because
Broderick is not an action hero.
Tojo bought the rights to that design so they could just rename it Zilla and then murder,
murder it. Murder. Like fight the real Godzilla, 13 seconds, pow!
Yep,
went down faster than Jose Aldo, just saying.
One hit and then atomic
gone, yep.
Dead.
We knew that's what the fans wanted. They wanted to kill that.
And there was much rejoicing.
And they wanted to be a curbstone.
Yep.
What else do you want to talk about? You want to talk about other movies?
Well, shit, let's stop.
Let's kick the elephant out of the room.
Let's go ahead and just start talking about.
Let's talk about. Yeah. Star Wars comes out
tomorrow. It's
out tomorrow.
I know people who have like 7 o'clock tickets.
I know people that are intense right now, I'm sure. Like,
I have 7:45 tickets for tomorrow.
Nice.
I'm going to see it Friday before everybody gets out of school.
Yeah, you may have to. Oh, you're going to see the Green Hills?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're going to have trouble. That's a terrible place to go.
I'm going to be getting there.
Park in front of the library,
right,
you'll be fine.
So I should be there like 2 hours before the movie starts.
I think you'll be all right. Are you going to try to get in your seat 2 hours before
the
movie?
No.
I would want a good seat.
They're going to have people ticking at the door. You're at Green Hills, you're going to have to get searched. That's their policy now.
Oh, I don't blame them for that. I mean,
there will be armed security at that theater.
I'm sure there's
going to
be
the
some
people
sort
I'm
of
going to
terrible
have
thing
like a
cool come out.
The people going to be watching the movie with are probably not going to be there as early as I am.
But you don't want to put jackets.
I don't
want to
be that guy.
Sure, no. No, I completely understand. I hate that guy too.
Well, with your tickets, they're going to assign you a theater.
Oh. Okay.
From what I understand,
but not a seat.
Yeah. But they're only like they're only allowing, you know, they're going to have people ticking at the door, so you don't get the bum rush of people sitting on top of each other saving seats. There will be a rep there making sure everything runs. That's the way Green Hills runs. I only know that because I've been out there to do security at that theater. So, personal insight.
Well thought out.
Right. At least that theater. Any place else, I'm not telling you, is a good idea.
Now you'll see it Sunday, man. It's just going to be a rush. I hate going to movies.
This seems like the type of thing you would want to be at. Normally, I can, like, you know, be okay waiting a little while.
A week even, or two. This is like an opening weekend event.
It took me like a month.
You were excited too, weren't you? Great movie.
Yeah, it was great. I really wanted to see it, but I could still
wait.
Sure. This is the type of thing I feel like you want to be there opening night.
It really is. It's because there's been so much build, and there's now this huge, ridiculous depth of fan base for it, really, and it's an all ages thing. Everybody is interested in what's gonna happen next.
The hype for this has.
I don't think there's ever been anything hyped more than this.
Subway
has Star Wars commercials.
Oranges are marketed with as Star Wars oranges, Star Wars fruit.
Yeah.
Delicious! It's delicious fruit!
An ABC, which is a subsidiary of Disney, also, they started doing things with their TV shows, with Grey's fucking Anatomy, for like, they had the actors sit down, just like going into out of the commercial breaks. What does Star Wars mean to you? And it's just like, Jesus fucking Christ, I don't care what Star Wars means.
Well, okay, so, there's so much bleed.
But not only that, it has
become such a pop culture staple. There's so much bleed into stuff that has nothing to do with science fiction at all. Even if it's something as simple as a ringtone on somebody's phone. Everybody knows it.
I have been trying to manage that.
You have to avoid the internet like the plague. You have to be in a rock closet, you know.
I was expecting. I went up until recently. I've been expecting. Now this, I'm hoping for a solid movie. I'll be pleasantly surprised if it's a good movie. But we were talking before the podcast. The reviews that are around the internet for places that I trust, like Comic Book Resources, The Mary Sue,
are solid,
glowing reviews.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is one of the best movies of the year, even if you're not a Star Wars fan, according to these reviews. So now, for the first time, I am actually kind of excited that this might be a great Star Wars movie.
I have read three different websites.
But does it matter that it's a Star Wars movie? Can it just be a great movie?
It matters that it's Star Wars because Star Wars is such a big deal.
Yeah, okay.
And because
fair enough.
The last
fair
time
argument.
Star Wars got hyped and rolled out like this, it was a disaster.
It got bad, yeah.
It has to be a good movie.
Well,
it looks like it is.
Yeah. And it's got to hold that candle up, man. That is the Olympic torch of movies. Like, you got to pass it the right way. There's so much ceremony behind it.
It's not Teflon anymore.
Right.
They did the prequels, it was Teflon. It didn't matter what kind of turd you shit out. It was going to be watched. People were going to watch it and give it the benefit of the doubt. Now, I don't think there is a benefit of the doubt anymore. You have to give me a good movie, or all good or all bad.
Especially since Disney picked up the rights for it.
Yeah.
They've taken so much liberty to say, hey, this isn't here anymore, and that made a lot of people mad. Or this is just what-if stories, basically, is what they did.
It's worth mentioning that there's been the exact same number of good Star Wars movies and bad
Star Wars movies.
Three apiece.
Yeah. So we gotta break the balance. Yeah, man. Well, and so much has come out in building to this. You know, we're in a comic book show. Let's talk about the comics for a minute. That have filled in a lot of the blanks that being an employee here, Star Wars makes my paycheck. And it's the only thing right now moving solidly as a title.
As comics, yeah.
It's the only thing consistently selling. You'll get
good.
First... Yeah, and they're good.
That's the point. I think that's the bottom line of those comics. They are good.
Shameless plug. We're in the middle of writing our best of lists for the site right now.
Yeah, for OurRightGameView.com.
Spoiler alert. Star Wars made my Marvel list.
Yeah.
Easily.
Which one? Or just in general?
I grouped them all together just because I didn't want to pick between them.
Okay, yeah, right.
Star Wars is in my top five because the books have been damn good.
Mm-hmm.
We just did a top of the lot ranking all the Star Wars titles. None of them are outright bad.
It's hard. It's difficult. The ones you put up high, you're like, damn, that book is so good. I wish it was a five. And then you look at the other books above and you're like, damn.
Right.
Well, we put it five just because it's good but not great like a lot of the others are.
And it had a great creative.
Yeah. And the art maintains really well. And so everything leading up to this, as far as canon goes to the storyline, has been well maintained. People have been, you know, not really fact checking, but making sure it's good content to come out. And I'm sure there's arguable examples, but there always is. But from what I know, from what I've seen, from what everybody keeps saying to me, things that have come out give people a lot of hope. And I hope that
you're referring to the comics,
and I hope that the hype based on that hope maintains. And I'm kind of on the fence and terrified that it won't. Absolutely terrified. Yeah, with the movie.
Well, we'll know within 24 hours.
Yeah,
right.
I've seen three websites that put out their end of the year lists as far as the top movies.
Mm-hmm.
And
Star Wars is on them.
Was
it high on the list?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's been a lot of great movies.
There's been some okay popcorn-y kind of movies.
Even Pixar's two movies that came out this year were just good.
Yeah, Inside Out was good. It had a lot of depth. The Good Dinosaur.
Got Inside Out. It's hard.
It's another of those things where it's like,
damned if you do, damned
if you don't. Right.
Like, damn, they made a movie better than Toy Story 3.
A bad Pixar movie is
still a good movie.
It's the best movie DreamWorks ever made.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
Wait, what about Wall-E?
Cars 2, widely considered the worst.
I like Wall-E.
Yeah, Wall-E's good.
I love Wall-E. Wall-E's outstanding. I mean, that's what we're saying is like Pixar has
such a high quality.
So many good movies.
Quality behind.
Remember, they planned all their stuff out 15 years in advance. Remember that?
Yeah.
I don't know if they do that.
No. Did you see in Toy Story 1, going by the garage scene when they're driving by, you can see Wall-E in the corner in one of the garages, just sitting on the shelf.
Huh.
Yep.
So if you have to maintain so much quality, and I think that's It's the wish and want for quality. Now, granted, J.J. Abrams has a body of work out there that speaks for itself, and I'll let people make their determinations on the film
honestly,
based on that.
Very, very nervous when they announced
it. J.J. Abrams was going to write it.
Yeah,
exactly. And I think that's what scares me the most, is that people have so much hope for The Force Awakens that they're going to say all these great things about it, and then everybody's going to be very disappointed.
I hope that's not the case,
and I want it to not be the case, and I'll be happy to come back and eat my words.
I am a little frightful about having higher expectations now because I feel like I was going in just hoping it's a solid movie.
But I'm a fan.
What if I go in thinking it's great and it's not?
I'm a fan, and as a fan, and I've been a lifetime fan. You know, we are the generation that the movies have been out for our lives. So we have a lot more invested in it, not only as a property, but financially, even just for toys, wallets, and other garbage.
But let's move forward a little bit. The movie's going to be good, the movie's going to be bad, we'll know tomorrow.
Right.
I'll see you next week.
Yeah, I mean,
can this hype, will we ever see this sort of hype for anything ever again as far as an entertainment piece?
It's hard. I can't imagine.
Because Star Wars is going to be an annual thing now. We're getting Rogue One next year. We'll have Episode 8 the year after, right?
Yep.
They're going to be coming out really fast.
Yeah, they're going to become. They're almost going to become like Marvel-esque in their release timetable.
I don't want to say it's going to dilute the property a little bit, but I think
well,
that's unavoidable.
I don't really care for seeing a Han Solo prequel movie. I don't really care for seeing. Well, maybe Boba Fett, just because he did so little in the actual movie.
Sure, you have to find something out. Yeah.
But
there's definitely an opportunity for this franchise to fail.
Yes, but there's every opportunity in the world for it to skyrocket and make everybody incredibly happy. And that's the other side of it.
Do you think it's going to be diluted, Star Wars? Because next year we get Rogue One, the year after we get Episode 8,
okay.
and so on.
Same as I felt about all these Splat comics that came out. One storyline is going to make everybody happy. You can keep the storyline just as strong. Everybody will invest in everything else because the main storyline matters.
Right. Everyone wants to get to the Infinity War.
Yeah, everybody wants to get to the Infinity War.
Yeah.
Right.
Again,
right.
We can't avoid talking about it. Marvel changed everything.
They really did. Well, I'll bring up another topic, too.
Okay,
Marvel has a shared universe. There's now a shared universe plan between Transformers,
G.I.
Joe, Micronauts.
Yeah.
What else? There's like a third or fourth.
What the?
ROM. ROM Space Knight is in there.
Why the fuck are they even using ROM?
If we get a ROM movie and they do it good, like the comics, I'll be cool with that. Micronauts the same way. I love the hell out of the Micronauts comics back in the day.
But
taking Transformers and G.I. Joe and putting them in the same universe is brilliant. And we know it's brilliant
because they've done it before.
Years ago,
yeah, it's brilliant. It is written already.
Exactly.
There's standing property.
But we can blame Marvel for that. For having this universe, this congealed universe where everyone knows everybody else. They're all living in the same New York.
This idea stinks to me of a desperate grab to try to imitate a successful one.
Didn't we just talk about how nostalgia wins and makes them money?
Who gives a fuck about ROM the Space Knight?
I won't go...
Eight people, I swear to God, there's eight of them.
I won't go that like they're blatantly desperate and ripping them off. Because those Transformers and G.I. Joe movies, they made their money back plus. They are profitable.
Okay, the most recent G.I. Joe movie was actually... It was pretty
solid. The Rock was in it.
It was not... Well, yeah, the
Rock
saves
franchises.
He saved Fast and
that
Furious.
That Earthquake
he saved
movie
G.I.
sucked,
Joe.
Except for him.
Yeah, San Andreas.
Dude, Fast and the Furious, the last one. When he busts out of that cast, oh my God, I was like, yes, this movie's finally good. Fast and the Furious, dude, it's like
no, that's when I read the review for Fast and the Furious, one of the points the reviewer made was, it didn't have enough of The Rock. Not even kidding. That was a complaint of theirs.
It didn't. He was in the beginning, and then he shows up later. He's in the hospital with his daughter half the movie. Just watching things happen on the news. Seriously, have you not seen it?
Yeah, no, it's snippets of him staring at the TV, like, somebody changed the channel.
In the trailer, him, like, taking out, like, a minigun and, like, mowing
he
out
does
like,
that.
Fucking helicopter.
Yeah. He does that, too. Yeah, he destroys a drone with an ambulance in that movie. It's awesome. It's so cool.
That does sound pretty cool.
It's really fun.
It's... Michael Bay. Like, let's be real.
But those Transformers movies, those G.I. Joe movies, they make money.
Yeah.
And if they're afraid... That maybe ROM and the Micronauts aren't going to be as popular, perhaps. Would Ant-Man stand on its own legs if it wasn't part of the bigger universe? Maybe not.
No, I don't think so.
Because, okay. Because we've got to the point now where, yes, there are these movies that if they did not have the Marvel stamp on them, no one would have gone to see Guardians of the Galaxy. No one would have gone to see Ant-Man.
Which, arguably,
were actually good.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying that a ROM Space Knight movie came good.
It could be, but...
I don't think it has...
This studio has been hitting mediocrity.
Didn't they do the Battleship movie, too?
Which was shit?
It was shit.
But it had Rihanna. Rihanna's sick. No, sorry. I'm out. I'm sorry. I had to.
They never even were in You Sank My
Battleship.
No. Nope. Fuck on. I didn't even miss that.
And it had the worst cliffhanger ever. Everybody knows they're not going to do a sequel to that piece of garbage.
Yeah. But I'm excited about that. I think they might throw Mask in there, too.
Oh,
remember Mask when you could mobile armor?
Well, that was on the tease poster that Mask was on there.
Yeah. I love Mask.
I'm gonna back on Taylor or back Taylor on this one in that who cares, man?
Mask
like
is G.I. Joe meet Transformer. It's a combination of those with like a little bit of magic in there.
And let me rephrase this. Who cares?
As a desperate attempt to do two more successful things.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, that was the '80s, though. You know, and Mask it took on a role of its own. You know, a fan base of its own Mask. And I think you can't do a Mask movie unless you're going to say, you know, we took Transformers technology and we're going to take this unit of G.I. Joe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you have to kind of ham-hand them together that way, though. And that's
coming from space just like the Transformers. It is ham-handing, but it's a good way to do it.
Everything about this is how.
Oh, no, I totally, totally agree with you.
Excuse me.
Totally agree with you.
Right.
But the Harry Potter movie, I'm still excited. G.I. Joe and Transformers come together. It's great. All that other stuff is just gravy.
I guess we should probably.
Dude, you need to read some ROM Space Knight from Marvel Comics, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That old stuff. It's
yeah.
But I hear glowing things about it.
Yeah,
rewinding to the point. If the main storyline of Star Wars is what makes the difference, and everything else just adds to an already great book or a great movie franchise. You know, so much as long as the ship steers to port. You know,
I do hear that the level of craft and attention to this movie, and one of the things people like about it is that it's on par with that original trilogy.
Like they're using traditional
effects
in a lot of places.
Like very intricate attention to detail.
BB-8 is an actual like dude rolling around. You know, like they had a dude in R2-D2 back in the day.
Yep.
You know, it's like real effects. And I think they're doing everything right. Everything I've seen so far looks stellar. Everything I've read so far looks stellar.
I'm gonna probably see it Friday. So if I see it first, nana. Or just because I'm gonna try to beat the kids out of school because holidays coming so fast. We got a week where I gotta blow my brains out because all these kids. Like I'm not a kids guy.
This is exam week this week.
Right.
It may already be too late. Which is no one's fault because it didn't come out until this week. But.
Right.
Well, that's why they planned it the week before Christmas. They're
right.
Yeah. Everybody is out of school and wanting to go see this. It's gonna be the biggest movie ever.
Kids are excited about it. Adults are excited about it.
$100 million. In pre-sale.
Yeah.
Pre-sale tickets.
Now,
record breaker.
My uncle is pressing 70, 68. He wants to go see it.
Awesome.
He wants, he's ready for it, man. I talked to him. I talked to him about it at Thanksgiving, and he wants it. He's ready. He's waiting. He bought tickets.
It's amazing.
He is ready to go because it's a big part of his life, too.
Yeah. It's really something special.
And he had a life before it existed.
Yeah. It spans generations. It spans audiences, gender, everything.
It's the unifying glue of the world at the moment.
It really
like,
is. And I think it's because of the big marketing plan that was originally part of the first trilogy.
Yeah.
Video games come out of that, card games, board games, everything you could think of there is a Star Wars something.
Well, it's Space Kiss. It's
Kiss.
Yes. Marketed like Kiss.
Hey, Gene, let's do this.
Is that a thing that happened recently?
Let's do this, Gene.
Wasn't there like a Scooby-Doo Kiss crossover?
There was a Scooby-Doo. I love Shaggy and the boys. Let's do this.
Well, your Kiss impersonation is right on par with
my Kiss impersonation is the best one.
It's almost as good as your Darth Sidious.
We're on the rocket.
Your Paul Stanley is terrible.
Night.
Pack it up.
This is the best Paul Stanley anyone can do.
No.
No.
No,
nay.
This is stop being funny.
I'm in a band called Kiss.
Go.
Reel it in, bro. Reel it in.
Stop it. Are we rapping? We got something else we want to talk
about. No, I mean.
Okay. Well, okay. Since just you know.
Oh crap! Okay, we still haven't mentioned Samurai Jack.
Yeah, oh, Samurai Jack. Yeah.
Dude, at the beginning of this podcast, Taylor May specifically said, "I want to talk about Samurai Jack."
Yeah.
And we almost dropped it.
Yeah.
Go ahead, dude. Talk about Samurai.
Samurai Jack is coming back, and it is.
Everybody here is
so ecstatic.
Well, back when we did the Geekly debate, when they did the Geekly debate about best comics, that was our best cartoons.
Best
that was my choice.
And it's a good choice.
And it's a good choice because
I argued against that because it didn't have an ending.
It didn't have an ending. Exactly.
This is a chance to give a great show the closure it deserves and to correct a mistake. And maybe if it's good, which I guess it's hard to say, like. It's
well,
going to be probably hard to live with, like, 15 years of hype.
Sure, but... Sure.
Not only that, there's so much coming back from the original show.
Oh, yeah,
writers, Phil Lamar. Yeah.
The
biggest gripe I've heard is that Mako's dead. And there's nothing you can do about that. That's a terrible truth. People get old, people die.
It
happens.
It's life.
You know?
That's what makes it
so,
good content.
But if that's... If the fact that one of the voice actors is going to be different is going to be the only argument I have, if it's going to maintain stellar writing, if it's going to have good
design,
that's
my favorite part of the show
yeah.
is the design.
Then it's going to as long as it keeps its track record and holds its candles and gets an ending,
it's so cool
I'll be a happy guy. That was me. No,
well, that's awesome. It's cool that we ended up coming back to other content.
Samurai Jack was such. The action was great, but it was so much more than that. It blended genres. There was a Western episode. There was the there was a lot of chasing.
Well, and there's chasing episodes. There was purely musical in the sense of like sing song, but. Episodes based strictly on sound and stuff like that.
There wasn't a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Episodes were
basically
like,
black and white episodes.
There was the episode where Jack remembers his past. I don't think they said a damn word of that.
Nope.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it was
like a sad interview.
There was the episode where he fights the ninja. And
the Shinobi. Like, that was the black and white episode. Yeah.
That
it was so beautiful.
It was a work of art.
It's amazing. It should come back. I like to think they listened to our game.
It rivals.
Say, no, we need to bring this show
back.
Yeah.
Made the difference.
That makes me. Yeah, yeah. Just take us on this. We'll take 8% off everything sold.
Like one of the 30 people who listen to us.
Right.
Jindy Tartar.
I might buy another one.
But.
One of
probably like 30, maybe like 40 or 50, maybe.
I think there's a lot of people listening to this. We're in the hundreds.
Whoa.
Syndication.
Yeah. Oh, but anyway,
it's great that it's coming back.
Yeah, everybody's happy.
It really is in the same... It's the only show I would ever consider in the same vein as Avatar The Last
Sure.
Airbender.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. They take a lot of time and attention to every aspect of the series.
Well, and even though there's no throwaway episodes, and even though so many like there's a lot of episodes that are just good fun, the storyline maintains through the whole thing, and it's
and that became a weakness when they didn't finish it.
Though. Yeah,
sure.
And of course, you know, we've all seen the trailer, the teaser spot where it's Samurai Jack and the silhouette of him in the full samurai garb, including the horned helmet. That really excites me.
Yes.
It's not just Jack and the Gi anymore, because that's what I wanted was an advancement of Jack through the ranks of, you know.
What do we want for the show? I would love it if this is like, it picks up years later, and this is like grizzled veteran Jack, who's like been fighting in the future in Haku's hellscape for like a decade or whatever.
That's good, because it gives them an option to flash back if they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. A
well, and that also lets them evolve the character of Haku a little bit more.
Sure.
To kind of, you know, fit in the fact that his voice has changed. Like, maybe they embody Haku, and he's not some ageless, shapeless entity.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I would like to see an older Jack. Yeah, I think I can get around that.
I can wrap my brain around that
like,
too.
I would.
Like, beard, no beard.
You don't want
him
like a 100-year-old
no
beard.
No beard. I don't need no Fu Manchu Jack.
But they could do that. They could flash forward too, just
yeah.
easily.
Yeah. I mean, this is a show about time travel.
But
like,
sure. It needs to have an ending.
It needs to have an ending.
It could be more than one season. Sure.
That's what we want.
Yeah. Well, he just asked, are they going to finish the show this time? That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they get the season coming back after all this, oh, please bring it back, and then they don't end it, it's kind of a kick to the balls. Thanks
right.
for those extra episodes,
That's,
but you gave me no closure.
Well, but, and I'll be happy if it comes back for a long season and is done. Yeah. If they give us everything that we need, if they give us a completed storyline, sure. Well, if they show what happens, if they show Jack even going back and, hello, time paradox, stopping a coup in the past, you know,
yeah.
stuff like that, if they finalize it. I demand an ending. Damn it.
Apparently they are, like... It's going to be on Toonami, so I don't know like when it's going to be on. I remember one of the things that maybe killed the show in the first place is
the changing time zone.
I was not able to watch most of the fourth season as it aired the first time because they switched the time slot.
It was
like a weird ass time.
Well, and do you want it to now? Content was age appropriate when it was out. Do you want it to age with the crowd that initially watched it, or do you want it to fall that same ilk? Okay.
It doesn't have to become more like, you know.
I think we get the same.
We don't have to have like Jack stabbing hookers or some bullshit
right.
like that.
Right.
That's what they want to do in episode eight. You know, whatever.
It can maintain.
Grand Theft Samurai.
I would love to see it maintain the tone and like level of.
I would hope you.
I don't want it to be. It doesn't need to be exactly the same. That would be.
That would be pointless. Yeah.
But.
Now,
whatever happens, I think we can be confident. Even if it can't live up to over a decade of people like us.
It was so good.
Building up a frenzy about it.
Right.
We can expect it to be pretty goddamn good.
And I will challenge anybody and everybody to take time, spend the little bit of money it's going to cost you to go back and buy and rewatch all the original stuff before that comes out.
And not watch it. Buy it.
Yeah,
it
buy it. It deserves the money. Don't download it. Don't pirate it. Please pay your hard-earned money into this show.
Not like Star Wars 7 tomorrow night.
The dig.
Oh, Gomer. You're bad.
No,
no one likes you, Gomer.
No one likes you because you steal.
But let's, with so many other things, hope for the best and please prove us right.
It is my goal to make Star Wars Episode 7 the most bootleg movie of all time.
Dude, you are messing with the all-powerful Walt Disney Corporation and the like team of Lucasfilm lawyers.
I won't be happy till Disney badges are on my front porch.
Dude, I don't think you're going to make it home.
Yeah.
I think
the Dan's will pull up behind me.
We're going to see you black bagged and taken away.
We are not broadcasting this live. This is going to get put on the site like tomorrow.
They already know.
They are lined up outside the shop right now. They are going to kill you the moment you step out. Yep. I'm going to make sure that I leave separately from you so I don't get caught in like the blast radius.
Just something to throw in kind of at the end. They also released a new trailer for a Harry Potter movie. If you're into that universe, if you're into that universe, it still looks like a good trailer. It's great not for everybody.
Oh, like Eddie Redmayne is killing it.
Gosh. Right, right.
Amazing.
Except for Jupiter's
Ascent. The burn. Yeah. It was a good popcorn. It was pretty. It was a pretty movie.
Yeah. You saw him in that one movie he was in though when he was playing. What's his
name? Stephen Hawking.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Did you see that? Holy crap! He won an Oscar for that, didn't he?
He did.
Yep.
He should have. He was amazing.
So that being said, that's going to be a thing. Look out more for it. I know a little bit about it.
We're going back to the Harry Potter
world. Right. I mean, and a lot of people are.
To explore. I heard we're coming to America.
Yeah, and a lot of people. Awesome. A lot of people are ecstatic about that. It's a big deal. I don't know enough about that particular story to give any real relevant information as to. Oh, they're doing this right.
The book's like 80 pages. It's nothing.
Okay,
it's
so really, I'll have to pick it up and come back to it, but. That's something that happened this week, or this week, last week, yeah.
This has been a big week for trailers, probably just because they're going to be showing them in front of Star Wars anyway, so yeah, just get them out there.
Yeah. So keep an eye out.
You're going to be booing during the trailers.
Right. Hurry up and get to our movie!
Waiting for the Lucasfilm
I guess the first time you see it, they don't want it to be while people are like anxiously waiting for Star Wars, because like, their contempt for this momentary delay.
Stop wasting my time!
Give me the crawl!
That being said, Star Trek's still going to look good.
Yeah,
well, that brings us full circle, so let's go ahead and
thank you for listening to this episode of Geeks of the Square Table. Thank you for. Oh, did I already thank you for tuning in? I think I just did that five or ten seconds ago. go ahead and check us out on OutrightGeekery.com, Facebook.com/OutrightGeekery, at OutrightGeekery on Twitter, and OutrightGeekery@gmail.com, all that good stuff. As always, thank you to Comic City 2, our wonderful host in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Couldn't do anything we do without them. Check them out at ComicCity2.com. And until next time, this is Paul Stanley.
God damn it.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
Have a good night.
Have a good night and listen to Kiss. That's my band, Kiss.
I hate myself for bringing that up.
I love my Paul Stanley impression.
I hate myself for bringing that up.
Someone has to.
Usually people don't even know who that is when I'm doing it.
I'm Paul Stanley from Kiss.
There's a reason no one knows who that is. It's because it's bad.
He didn't announce I'm Paul Stanley. I would never piece that together.
I'm Paul Stanley from Kiss.
You, you